Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
This is a HeadGum Original.
Thank you to Trico for sponsoring this bonus Friday episode of our show. Riley, for over 100 years, Trico has been the leader in innovation and ingenuity for everything wiper blades. Trico was the first to mass produce wiper blades, and they've received numerous awards from vehicle manufacturers who trust Trico to put the best product on their vehicles. One of their products, Trico Neoform, is designed to match your vehicle's exact connection. That means no more guessing, no more hassle, no more confusion while installing your wiper blades. Not only are they easy to install with their high-quality beam blades built to beat any type of weather, Trico Ultra wiper blades are American-made premium beam blades that shine in any weather. These wiper blades also feature a unique design that converts wind force into extra pressure, allowing for maximum windshield contact. Go to wipers123.com and use promo code review. That's REVIEW to check out to get $10 off your next order, $40 or more. Thanks, Trico.
You just sold me a cow at an auction.
And you paid above top dollar.
Yeah.
It was because I was talking
Thanks,
so
Trico.
Fast.
Holy shit. Right. Oh my god. No! No fucking way!
One star, one star before I go. My day hasn't been cheese or fine. Shine, one star, one bad review on Yelp from the pretty boy in Oxford. Who bought the bad Oxford shirt? One star. Sure comes down to my feet. Review. It's really more of a dish rack. Here's my,
oh my god.
Review. I should have listened to Basilio.
Basilio!
One star. It's got a bad
Basilio
review. I'll never get in to Bergine. Don't stop dating your.
My birthday was a month and a half ago, and like I'm still getting presents.
So anything good that happens to you, you think is a belated birthday present?
That was. I'm giddy. I like cannot even stay in my seat right now. That entire.
That was Greg Berg.
Greg Berg, are you fucking kidding?
Yeah.
Greg Berg, you son of a bitch. That
He'd like to
was...
plug his band that he plays bass in, Zombie Sunday.
Great name.
Which I hope is not a pun on Vampire Weekend for obvious reasons.
Greg, that was unbelievable. I am a better person for having listened to that, and you better for having made it.
That's a parody of One Song Glory from Rent.
Absolutely, it
which
fucking is.
I don't know that one. I only know the 500 on the
That, oh my God. Oh my God. I cannot believe not only did we get a Rent parody, but we got fucking One Song Glory. That was amazing. Y'all, please keep the musical theater parodies coming. I cannot tell you how much joy
oh my God.
They bring me.
Can we also get a Grateful Dead parody? Because like,
yes,
I love musical theater too, but that's kind of my version
for
Riley's version of musical
theater. We gotta even it out the musical theater with the Grateful Dead. We gotta even it out. It's a bonus Friday, bitch.
It is a bonus fucking Friday. Sponsored by Trico Wiper Blades.
Fuck yeah.
Riley, You just went on a kind of a mini road trip.
Daniel and I, weeks ago, went to Viva Lost Wages. I'm just kidding. It's called Las Vegas, Nevada.
It was last weekend.
Oh, it was last weekend. Well, I'm thinking, oh yeah, no, went at the time of...
Two weekends ago.
So weeks ago. Went to Vegas. It is, without traffic, roughly a 4.5 hour drive to Las Vegas. But on our way home, because we were silly people... came back on a Sunday afternoon, which I don't go to Vegas enough. And by enough, I mean I've been like once every couple of years, maybe to see a show. I don't really like it very much. Sunday afternoon is like the time when everyone drives back to Los Angeles after having come in to Vegas. And so it was that plus there were a bunch of accidents on the road. So that traffic plus the accidents. It took Daniel, Stephen, Rashid, and I... 7.5 hours to get home.
Are you kidding me?
We also, well, 8 hours because we stopped for lunch for like an hour. So let's just say it was 7 hours.
Right.
It took us 7 hours on what should have been a 4 hour drive.
I want the high speed light rail from LA to Vegas so fucking bad.
Yeah, that'll be great. The drive, I mean, listen, what's great about that drive is you go through Baker, California. And if anyone's done the drive from Los Angeles to Las Vegas, or if you've just driven through Baker, California, it is, it's kind of like the 3/4 mark. It's like, that's how you know you're kind of on the home stretch to Vegas. And it is a wild little town. It is home to the world's tallest thermometer.
Right.
And it also has a lot of like, I think it must be close to, I guess, Area 51. It has a lot of alien themed things there. Like there's it's in the middle of nowhere. They have like a Greek restaurant called the Mad Greek. They have a couple gas stations. And then they have this weird spacey dome looking thing that advertises fresh alien jerky. And it's like, I've never been in there, but it's
have
a wild
place.
Of course not. But that is where we took a little rest stop.
To rest your weary
ass. Jeff, ass, yeah. For lack of a better word, ass.
Yeah.
Jeff, any road trip rest stop experience.
Nice. That boy is rest stop.
That boy is rest stop. How do you drive
you do
like you're running out of time? How do you drive like you're running out of time?
Oh, what's the Drake one?
Man, the man is rest stop.
We don't ever rest. We don't ever rest stop. Anyway, shit, man. Rest stops?
Rest
Glad
stops.
You asked. The only road trips I've ever done have been Cleveland to the Niagara Falls and back, and then a ton of them from like LA to Central California / Northern California. Mm-hmm. But yeah, rest stop. One of my favorite rest stops is the In-N-Out. It's not a rest stop, but the place that we stop is the In-N-Out Burger in Kettleman City,
it's
California.
It's not a rest stop.
I know it's not a rest stop.
One of my favorite rest stops is a Ruth's Chris Steakhouse in Salt Lake City.
I had a Wagyu at Coat in New York, and that was fine to have. And it wasn't a rest stop.
It was a restaurant. Damn it.
No, but I mean, you got to stop for gas. You got to stop for snacks. And I'm looking forward to more road trips in my life where I stop at rest stops that are pretty shitty.
For you rest stop purists out there, I think there's a difference between like a rest stop where it's like you can go, you can park overnight. They have showers. They have bathrooms. They have it is allowed to park and sleep in your car.
Sure.
And then there's like kind of a bigger gas station with like the rest stop that we stopped at in Baker. It had like 5 different kind of like fast food restaurants within the rest stop, had a coffee bean, it had gas. So it's like that also feels like a rest stop. But when I think like rest, like legit rest stop, I think of like kind of, it almost looks like if you're entering a national park and there's like the reception area, but that's all it is.
Hey, can I get a room? Yeah, we don't have those.
That
so what's the
sense.
Desk for?
Hmm?
Why do you have reception then?
I need this job, man. Sorry, it's just like, can you not ask me questions like this at my place of work?
Yeah, sorry. I guess we'll keep driving.
So, Jeffrey, do you have a rivia for a rest stop?
So, keep in mind this place also serves as a gas station. This is for Arizona Last Stop in White Hills, Arizona. I think it's near the Grand Canyon.
Okay.
4 stars from Juan M.
Juan Mamma Mia 2, here we go again.
Juan Mamma Mia 2, here we go again. 4 stars. Again, keep in mind this is mainly a gas station. Nice stop in the middle of nowhere. Store is connected to a burger joint, and there's also a shooting range and tons of souvenirs. This is a gas station.
So I tweeted the other day about remembering the concept of a man cave. And a rest stop with a shooting range has the same energy of like, you're on a family road trip, and for some reason, like, the man, the dad is like, give me away from my fucking family. Like, I can't stand it. Okay, honey, anyone need a potty break? The rest stop is the only one for the last 90 miles. So I'm going to stop here. And even if you don't have to go, we're going to try. Okay, kids? All right, honey? So if you just pull over right in here.
Yeah. Pull over, potty break. It's going to be so stupid. It's not going to be anything for me there.
Well, there's going to be a restroom for you there. You've said that you've had to pee for the last 50 minutes. And
I wanted to do it in a Gatorade bottle and you wouldn't let me.
No, because that's going to stink up the car. Anyway, we're here now. Kids, if you stick together, buddy system, okay? You go to the restroom.
I'm going
just back
inside.
Over there.
I'm going inside.
Oh, are you going to pick up some snacks? Can you please get us a couple waters and maybe a couple just like bags of chips
for
the kids?
Yeah, I'll do it.
Thank you. I'm going to fill up the gas. All right. And family vacation. And 3, 2, 1, break.
Break. Cut to him inside. Yeah, could I just do a couple of these chip bags, waters, and I would get a pack of smokes, but the old ball and chain wouldn't have that, would she?
I don't know. Ringing you up. Someone comes up behind you. Sorry, which way to the gun range? Oh, you're going to go out of this building and take a right, and it's right next door.
Gun range?
Oh, yeah, brother. That's why I come to this rest stop every other week. Just got to let off some steam, you know?
Why do you have to let off steam?
Oh, because I'm married. You know
I'm
how
married.
It is. No fucking shit.
It's the worst.
I hate my spouse.
My kids are bad, especially the daughter.
The daughter's like in the snacks aisle holding up a bag of gummy worms, like about to pull on your pant leg. Dad?
Don't pull on my pant leg.
Okay, can I get these gummy worms? Oh, you have a little tyke. She's the bad one, right?
Yeah, she's the one that annoys me more than the guy. My son is annoying as shit, but I love him to death.
And me?
You'll grow up to be good enough to have me as a dad.
Okay. He walks out. Oh, man. That sucks.
Oh, my God.
Hey, if you got any...
It's like when she leaves the room, I just like, it's a weight lifted off
my chest. Yeah, I feel it too. She's not even my kid and I feel it. Yeah. Hey, if you want to let off some steam, we got a lot of other married men back there if you want to just come hang.
Shut to the gun range.
Hey, everybody. Hey, sorry, man. I didn't get your name.
Oh, it's Randy.
Hey, everybody. Randy hates his wife.
My man.
Oh, fuck yeah, Randy.
Yeah. Here's a gun.
Slaps a pistol in his hand. Have at it, brother.
Wait. What are you guys printing out over there? Oh, this is just my family's faces. So I got my wife, my two daughters, and my son. Hey, put it on the board. Put it on the target. They put his family photos on the target. Oh, my God. And I would never be violent with my family. I just, like, I get it out here, all the frustration, all that. I'm averse to therapy.
So are we.
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 No, yeah, me too. My wife's trying to get me into therapy. The most I'll do is go with her, but it's just to make her stop talking about it.
Stop talking about it. That's what we feel too. Man, don't you hate being married to your wife? God, I just want to hit something. Obviously, never her, but like I want to get let it out somewhere. Because who is she to tie me down? You know?
Yeah. Hey, what you would do so much if you weren't married?
I would. Oh my God! I'd be a king. I would be king of Milwaukee. And but you know what? Those days are
behind. What would you do in Milwaukee? No, your days are in front.
Come on, man.
No, you can still do it.
Also, what would you do? The dude who shot the photo of his family is like sitting in a corner, like holding the picture in his hands this entire time, just weeping. What would I do if I were...
What would you do with all that free time?
King of... Oh, my God. Well, let's get this out of the way first. The man cave, I would make that in my entire home. That would be my entire space. Just wall to wall, one TV.
Carpeting.
A giant TV. I'd have my boys over every day.
My wife doesn't let me have wall-to-wall carpeting.
No,
she's like,
way.
Hardwood, keep the original hardwood. I'm like, I want shag.
We want shag.
Shag.
We want shag.
The wife comes in. Shag. We want shag.
Honey, the kids are in the car? Oh my God, there's a gun range back here?
Well, yeah, we were just playing around. He shoots off a bullet. It hits the gas tank. I should have listened to you. You're usually right, actually. And also, hardwood is pretty classy now that I think about it. You can always put a shag throw rug. You can never undo wall-to-wall
shag. I want
shag.
A divorce.
For this?
Of course for this.
I wanted one and now I don't, though.
How is that fair to me?
Should we take a quick break and thank our sponsor?
Yeah, let's take a break, Marty. Here's my turn. Thank you again to Trico for sponsoring this Bonus Friday episode. I'm going to try and do the same thing Jeff did at the top of the show. Okay, here we go. Ready?
Okay, here we go.
For over 100 years, Trico has been the leader in innovation and ingenuity for everything wiper blades. Trico was the first master to... Trico was the first to mass-produce wiper blades, and they have received numerous awards from vehicle manufacturers who trust Trico to put the best product on their vehicles. One of their products, Trico Neoform, is designed to match your vehicle's exact connection. That means no more guessing, no more hassle, no more confusion while installing your wiper blades. Not only are they easy to install, but they are high-quality beam blades built to beat any type of weather. Trico Ultra wiper blades are American-made premium wiper blades that shine in any weather. These wiper blades also feature a unique design that converts wind force into extra pressure, allowing for maximum windshield contact. The Trico SmartZone wiper blades automatically pairs the correct size and fit wiper blades specific to your vehicle. That's two wiper blade sizes perfectly, and with the correct connection already attached. Simply visit wiperzone23.com, enter your vehicle information, and select whichever smarts that you prefer. Trico starts at monsoon for areas with heavy rainfall, Trico smarts at tundra for cold, snowy areas, and Trico smarts at storm for everything else in between. Go to wiperzone23.com and use promo code REVIEW, that's REVIEW at checkout, and receive $10 off your next order of $40 or more. Thanks, Trico.
Insanely impressive.
This is for Coalinga Avenal. Avenal, Avenal, I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly. Roadside Safety Rest Area. It's in California. Four stars from Michelangelo S.
Michelangelo Speed.
Four stars from Michelangelo Speed. So many other Yelpers have crapped before me. I feel honored. Asterisk around smiles. Holy moly, I see John M. has been here, and Portia C., and Marcus K., etc., etc. It's a veritable who's who of Northern California Yelpers who have apparently beelined this stretch of I-5 on all the way to points north and south. Facilities. Nice, big, spacious restrooms. All caps, love it! I can meditate for 15 minutes and no one will be bothering me. Vending. Probably the best vending I've seen on I-5. Almost as good as the hilltop rest stop vending just shy of Viejo on I-80 as you're racing to the Bay Area from Sacramento. All caps, the lowdown.
Oh my God.
A most excellent rest stop to recuperate, exfoliate, gastrointestinate, and get your shit done. Parentheses, all caps, literally. Survey. Survey. I have yet to see any Wi-Fi enabled rest stops. Just saying.
Survey.
It reads like a really cheesy radio show. Like the one with a lot of sound effects. I'm like, all right, ladies and germs, it's your boy Big Tom coming to you live from the hive. That's right, my car. Today, we're using our police radio scanner to talk to the best and in the West on today's road trip. And that's right, they're going to be live on the hive, my little busy bees. So let's see what rando, insert crazy sound effect here, we can talk to about their commute today. Okay, let's give her a listen. Hello, lucky caller number one. You're on Big Tommy's Live in the Hive. How you feeling today?
I'm feeling amped.
Oh, man.
This is my favorite show.
Oh, we got a loyal fan. Well, look at what can I say except you're welcome.
Hit him with the fart cannon.
Okay, I'll hit him with the fart. It's my show, man. I'll hit him with the fart cannon when I want it. And we're going to do it right now. That was crazy. So, my man, where are you driving to or from today?
I just got in a massive pileup. Actually, if I'm being honest, I caused it. I swerved lane to lane as a fun way to kind of sync up my car's motion to your show. Suddenly, everyone's pissed at me because I hit like 9 people.
Oh my God. I'm so sorry. Is everyone okay?
No, it's all funny because like you always say on the show that like don't take life too seriously, and that's what it's all about.
Absolutely, don't take life too seriously. We all need a laugh once in a while, but you may have killed multiple people.
Nobody's dead. It's just a couple minor. It's a couple injuries.
It's a couple injuries.
Bam, bam, bam. Right.
Bam, bam, bam. I don't know about right now. Well, I'm so sorry to hear that. I'm glad everyone made it out okay, albeit for a couple injuries. And how are you doing?
Let's do the segment where you make fun of people who do artistic stuff.
You know what? It doesn't feel like the time. It doesn't feel like
paint?
The time.
Paint? Do you like to paint? Then lick my taint. Fart cannon.
Hey, we have kids listening. I'm laughing because I'm nervous. We might have some kids listening to this program. So we are going to, thank you so much for calling in today.
A fireman, we hear a fireman in the background. Mm-hmm. Muddled by the window.
Sir, we're gonna need to use the jaws of life to get you out of this car.
No, dude, I'm on the phone.
No, I'm actually, we're gonna switch to a different caller.
No, wait.
Switches it. Woo. Hey, Hive Mind. I am so sorry that we all had to hear that together. But thank God he's okay. I just want to reiterate, we have a good time. We have a lot of laughs on this show. But I say don't take life too seriously. But human life, I think, should be taken very seriously. And so that is, I am not joking right now. And so that is, I just want to say, like, to and everyone on the roads, be careful out there. Stay safe. Drive safe. Drive smart. Let's have one more caller and see if we can end the show on a lighter note. All right. So, all right, let's throw in a little fart cannon. All right. Hello, lucky caller number two. You're on live on the hive.
Coming at you live from the hive.
My man. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm good. I'm in the hospital.
Why are you in the hospital?
You say that you need people. We need to seek adventure.
Right.
So I went bungee jumping.
No.
Without a cord.
You jumped off a bridge. I am so sorry to hear about that. Again, I don't know if you were listening to the show moments ago. I wanted to reiterate to everyone that yes, seek adventure. Don't take life too seriously. Have a laugh. But we do need to take care of ourselves and our fellow man. That is incredibly important.
Let's hear the smile of the week.
Yeah, you know what? That's not a bad idea. We can absolutely do the smile of the week. And here we go. Ready to hear this smile? And yeah, one, yeah. Two, three.
Ah, there it is.
There is my smile of the week.
There it is.
Can I hear your smile of the week?
A doctor comes in. Oh, God, he's awake. Okay, yeah, just you need to calm down. You need to stop screaming because if your heart rate reaches over 120 beats per minute, you will have a heart attack again.
Oh, my God. No,
no, I'm just excited. I'm live on the hive with the hive
no,
mind.
No, we can. We're gonna close down for today. Please take care of yourself. I am so glad to hear you are all right. Please keep that heart rate down and keep on smiling.
No. Hit, do the thing where you make up a song and on the spot.
Oh, my God. All right. Life is a precious thing.
I'm dancing really fast.
No!
I'm dancing really
no!
fast. Oh! Oh, no.
No, no, no. Doctor, I don't know if you can hear me. You got to bring him back. Please, please.
I did bring him back. You ended his life.
No! No, I didn't mean to press that button. I'm so sorry.
A fart cannon, really?
That was an accident. That was a pure accident. Oh my God, I am so sorry. This is Jesus Christ.
Haven't you done enough?
I have. Hang up. Oh no, God.
This shook me all week long. Look, life is hard. All right, so I think we all need to rock soft. I'm talking sob rock. Mayor 2021.
Yeah.
Wild blue, deeper than I ever knew. It's just another shot in the dark. All I want is to be with you. If you're gonna roll me, then you gotta roll me all night long. Till the right one comes. I'm just doing an overture.
No, I know. Right? I can tell. But usually the overture doesn't have lyrics.
Well, I don't know how to play any of them yet. Look, it's interesting. I think Search for Everything's still my favorite Mayer album. This is only going to be interesting to my Mayer heads out there. But it is. It's not as good as Search. I will say I think Search so far is his magnum opus. But it is close. I think it goes Search, Continuum, Sob Rock, and then, you know, all the other stuff.
Heartbreak
is tied
Warfare.
That's not a good album.
I fucking loved that in
high
school.
It's not a no skip. There's some really good songs on it. I think Who Says is so good, but like Search is a no skip album. I think Sob Rock is a no skip. Why You Know Love Me is really dumb and bad.
Yeah.
He's 43, so he's not Gen Z and he shouldn't act like he is. But it's also like, it's kind of a caricature of a song. It feels like, I mean, the whole thing is very 80s, and I know he's going for that, and I like that, but it feels like very much like holding up a boombox, you know, type of thing. But no, Wild Blue is probably my favorite. Shot in the Dark is my second favorite. Till the Right One Comes is my third favorite. Last Train Home is good, but it's a single. New Light is good, but it was a single that's now 3 years old almost, I think. But it's very good. He's just, it's all good music. I think it's a no skip. At my first listen through, I was like, this all kind of blends together. It's all one good vibe, but like, it's not as good as Search. Search was a vibe, but each song was very different from one another. But upon listening more and more, I'm liking it more and more.
I listened to it all the way through. I'm not a huge Mayer head, and in listening to it, I'm like, every song sounds the same on this album. It is one
I think when you
long
listen
song.
Through, it sounds like one long song, but. And then I didn't even, my first impression was, I don't like this.
Yeah, I wasn't crazy about it. Why You Know Love Me is a really dumb song. But then New Light came on, and I'm like, why does this sound so familiar?
Because it's been out for years.
But Daniel's like, you don't recognize this song? And I'm like, something about it sounds familiar. He goes, it's the song that plays after every Patreon sketch that you and Jeff do to thank your patrons. I'm like, oh, fuck me.
Yeah.
Sob Rock.
It's not his best, but it is good, in my opinion.
When I was in high school, I was addicted to Gossip Girl. I have seen the show all the way through probably more than 3 times. I've seen every episode multiple times. Like, so Elizabeth Valenti, she was a huge, like, and she still is, like, her show is How I Met Your Mother, and she's seen that all the way through so many times. She knows everything about the show. That's how I was with Gossip Girl. And so knowing that the reboot was coming out, Elizabeth's like, oh, I've actually never seen Gossip Girl. I want to watch it all the way through. So we did that a couple months ago, and that was, like, huge to be able to experience it with her for the first time, especially that show was, like, everything to me.
Yeah.
Fucking loved it. Like, unironically loved it at the time.
Yeah.
Saw the reboot. It's not great.
I've heard it's bad.
Yeah. But oh my God. So in the pilot, I'm like one of the dad, like the dad of the lead girl, one of the dads of the lead girl. And for all you Gossip Girl reboot heads out there, I'm forgetting his name and I'm forgetting, hold on, what is the character's name? Because this will actually be much more helpful. The white dad. hold on. Fring ding ding. Let me just pull it up really quick. What is that character's name? Julian. Julian's dad. Played by none other than Luke Kirby. And because at first it's like his hair is a lot shorter than I've normally seen him. And I'm like, and I didn't recognize him at first, but as soon as he came on screen, I'm like, hello. Wow. What are you doing here? And I'm like, why is he hot? And then I looked up, I'm like, wait, is that who I fucking think it is? IMDb. And I'm like, no shit. It's Luke fucking Kirby. Luke Kirby, who won.
Who is this person?
He played Lenny Bruce. He plays Lenny Bruce in Marvelous Miss Maisel.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I have a huge crush on him. And so this is my new crush of the week, is Luke Kirby. And I was like, I am so much more invested in just Luke Kirby being in the show than I am in literally any other part of the Gossip Girl reboot. Kirby is so hot.
Oh, he and Katie Holmes are dating? Or
what?
No, this is not Katie Holmes. Who is that?
Wait, no, it was Katie Holmes.
Whatever. Luke Kirby, new zaddy.
Luke Kirby, new zaddy, for sure.
You can follow Riley on Instagram at Riley Anspa, on Twitter at Riley Coyote, and you can follow the show on Instagram at Review Review, and the show on Reddit r/ReviewReview.
You can follow Jeff on Instagram at Jeffrey James, and on his verified Twitter at Jeff Boyardee. Luke Kirby, as far as I know, does not have an Instagram, but you can follow a fan page at Luke Kirby Source.
thanks so much for listening to this bonus Friday episode of our show. We'll see you guys again on Tuesday. Arrivederci.
Chee!
That was a HeadGum Original.